you look back on your parents, many things, all the dysfunctions that happened during your childhood, in their marriage, which perhaps broke up, and all the suffering that came with it for you as a child. I'm talking from my own experience as a child, the unhappiness, the continuous dysfunction in the family, in the relationship with my parents, the shouting, the anger, the continuous fighting was horrible. So I could have said, why could these parents inflict this on me? Literally, as you know, unconscious means you're completely out of it. So the original conventional meaning of unconsciousness is I'm unconscious. Now, when you talk about spiritually unconscious, that is something else. It means you have not awakened, you've not even begun to awaken. In other words, spiritually unconscious means 100% or 99% or 95% identified with the mind plus the emotions. Identified means there is a sense of self in every thought that arises, every opinion, every like and dislike and reaction, and you are at the mercy of your conditioning. You're at the mercy of the way in which you've been conditioned by the past. The personality that is unconscious is at the mercy of their conditioning and also at the mercy of whatever happens outside them. Any disagreeable person will make you feel the same way, and immediately something goes wrong in the world and you immediately react. You're at the mercy of what's happening or not happening. It's the conditioned reactions come up. And so sometimes it's when you look back on, let's say, your parents, they all probably meant well, but they didn't necessarily, they tried the best they could, considering their state of consciousness. They did their best, maybe. Or you might say, no, they didn't do their best. Okay, whatever. They did their best. And you look back on your parents, many things, all the dysfunctions that happened during your childhood, in their marriage, which perhaps broke up, and all the suffering that came with it for you as a child. I'm talking from my own experience as a child, the unhappiness, the continuous dysfunction in the family, in the relationship with my parents, the shouting, the anger, the continuous fighting was horrible. So I could have said, why could these parents inflict this on me? It wasn't mostly even directed towards me, just fighting each other. But how could they create such a home environment for their child? Well, they couldn't help it. I can't demand that a human being should act beyond their level of consciousness. It's just not possible. Whatever behavior they manifest, whatever they say or do, is a reflection of their level of consciousness. You cannot demand that a human being should act beyond their level of consciousness. It is impossible. So I later realized when the awakening happened, I realized they couldn't help it at all. They were completely at the mercy of their conditioning. They're acting out this, they were totally unsuited to each other. And so you had a continuous personality clash, and there was nothing beyond the personality. There was no awareness of anything transcendent, so there was just the personality clash. But the realization came to me then, they couldn't help it. They themselves were the victims of their own conditioning. Oh, Okay, and with that realization comes a kind of compassion and also forgiveness. You can forgive them because later, oh, didn't somebody talk about that? So they did horrible things to him. He was hanging on a cross and he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh, okay. Translated this into the modern terminology that we use here. Forgive them, for they are completely unconscious. Spiritually speaking, they're completely unconscious. And when that recognition comes, oh, nice, okay. They themselves are victims of their conditioning. So you don't hold the conditioning against them and whatever they do. Question may arise in one or two minds, I can hear it there. So is nobody responsible for what they do? Is nobody responsible for what they do? If that's the case, if they are the victims of their own conditioning, they have, and then does it mean they have no responsibility for what they do? Can you not hold them responsible? Well, the strange thing is, it is the destiny of humans, of every human, to awaken out of their conditioning, because that is part of the evolution where we are going. That is part of the evolution of human consciousness. We are not finished yet. Oh, by the way, humanity is not a finished product. Imagine if humanity as it is now were a finished product. Horrible. So there is an evolution happening. Humans are involved in a vast evolutionary movement, the movement of the awakening of consciousness gradually. And there are many setbacks, but gradually there is an evolutionary movement. That is throughout the universe, which is the awakening of consciousness. We are destined to awaken here to a deeper, higher dimension of consciousness. That's why we are actually here. This is part of it. This looks like an evening of people sitting together, listening to somebody, but there's more to that. We are here. This is a manifestation of the evolution of human consciousness, which goes far beyond the persons that sit here, or the persons, the shell that sits here, which that is the person. There's something deeper. So it is our function and our purpose to evolve and to awaken out of the egoic consciousness. And if you do not awaken while you are unconscious, you create suffering for yourself and others.